My dish is a classic stir fry of aubergines with mild green chilies. I've been chefing now for 52 years. I started in my uncle's restaurant when I was 11. My mother sent me there to keep me out of trouble. My first lesson was in mastering the essential tool of a Chinese chef.
In my uncle's restaurant, there was no such thing as a vegetable peeler. It's all they had was cleavers, so you either had to learn how to use it or you would never get your work done.
Unlike the range of knives we have in the West, the cleaver blade does it all, from chopping and shredding to slicing and dicing.
Usually what people do with aubergine is they fry it, which I don't really like. So what I do, braising it is very nice. It doesn't get it to be very oily. And I know, Ching, you don't like it greasy and oily either.
I've got my wok smoking hot, ready to stir fry my ingredients.
I'm putting in some ginger and garlic. Lots of garlic, because I love garlic. Mild chili peppers. Aubergine. Stock, just to braise it. A little bit of soy sauce.
The key to wok cooking is controlling the heat. It's a delicate dance between the flame and the wok to control the temperature of the oil. This skill is called wok hei, meaning breath of the wok. Next, in go the blanched knife-cut noodles.
Some spring onions, yep, that's it. A little drizzle of their fragrant chili oil.
It cooks for another minute, and it's ready to serve.
It looks bloody good.
I love the look of your dish. You know it's rich, yeah. It's smoky. You can tell it's got all way, the breath of the wok all over
yes.
it.
Yes.
Now it's my turn at the wok, making my zhajiangmian sauce.
Stain with the garlic, ginger, leeks, Sichuan pepper in the hot oil, together with the belly pork, and then in with a little bit of wine. A little bit of this tianmianjiang, sweet bean paste.
Tianmianjiang is a key ingredient in Beijing cooking. It's a wheat flour fermented soybean paste with sugar and spices.
And a little bit of good stock. Good quality pork and chicken stock.
Keep stirring the ingredients so they don't burn. The sugars in the sauces will caramelize, giving the pork a sweet, crispy edge. This wok burner is so intense, it only takes a couple of minutes to crisp up the pork. Usually you would need about four. I'm serving it with hand-pulled noodles.
Wow, beautiful.
谢谢. Noodles, once they're cooked, you know, you need to loosen them up a little bit. So I'm going to toss them in this sesame oil and chili oil. And this is not traditional zhajiangmian style, but this is my twist on it. Just on the top, I'm putting cucumber, radish, and then with that delicious meat sauce on top. It's got a lot of flavor. And then some of this sort of savory oil on top. And then just some flowers for beauty.
Oh, raw vegetables. It gives a nice contrast to the richness of the sauce and the noodles. Bloody good.
The aubergine is delicious. It's got that kind
barbecue,
of barbecue
flavor.
It's been tossed well.